Thank you, Aaron. Let's start out. You and I were just chatting about weather here in the States and the snow out on the West Coast, dryness in the Midwest, and now it seems like weather is another market factor again, and they talk about some, looks like some nice precipitation in some areas of Argentina.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The biggest focus still after the report and after the numbers, we were right back to where we were before, and that is focused on South American weather. I think most people now are on the consensus that damage is already done on corn. The majority of people are saying somewhere of a crop around 20 to 22 million tons of corn in Argentina, when the USDA's last prediction was 26 in this last report. So there's still some information that needs to come out there as far as what that crop is actually looking at right now. But there is a rain event expected for this weekend coming up, but the market is still uncertain as to, you know, is that going to come? If it doesn't, and like I said, the focus is now on beans and that crop. If they can get this rain, then I think most people are expecting a rather large crop for that area. A couple of rains, as we know with beans, can really make that crop. And so as you see that, that's what we're focusing on this week. You're catching some pressure today just because of the fact that nobody really knows what direction to go to and don't know if that rain's going to come right now or not. But when you look at some other contributing factors with corn, China's corn prices are rising, so import margins are becoming actually positive there. Now, that's something to just talk about right now. It's not something that's typically done by them this time of the year. They don't usually import corn from us until after their new year, which would be in March. So we'll have to wait and see till Friday what those export numbers look like here early on. For soybeans, it is still the weather the main thing, but you did see a better-than-expected bean crush in December that exceeded expectations, and that crush has been so horrible all year. The U.S. crush rate is actually believed to be about 5% when the USDA, even with the amount they took out in this last report, are still only at about a 2% decline from last year. So there might be some more room for that. I wouldn't be getting too excited about beans here just yet. We're going to have to wait and see what happens in South America if they get these rains. We're going to have some larger numbers to play with there. Some of the early pressure today was actually coming from wheat, and just like you said, and you and I were talking before, wheat doesn't really have any positive demand focus right now because of the large wheat crop out there in some of these other countries. And now some of the things that were holding up wheat were worse weather in certain areas, and some of that weather is starting to improve. So you saw that catch some pressure today, and still continuing to catch pressure as it hits sell stops on the way down.
Obviously, weather here in the States is closely going to be watched, winter kill, that kind of stuff for wheat. But you just mentioned the abundant supply. Is wheat going to get a break this year, do you think?
I think that there is going to be a huge supply everywhere, and I think some of these, like the Black Sea market in Australia, are really taking over as exporters of this. With the low quality of wheat is the biggest problem. Everybody's got wheat, but it's all poor quality. We're the same boat. So you're seeing some of these markets and Russia going to some other places and China going to other places to purchase this wheat. So it is tough to see a positive tilt for wheat right now if this weather improves in some of these areas. I think it continues to be a follower market.